There's been a flurry of activity in Congress this week as lawmakers rush to not do anything before their two-week break. That's not fair. They're getting very good at kick the can. In what's being called a Votorama session today, the Democrat-controlled Senate is expected to pass its first budget since 2009, largely a symbolic document filled with partisan goals, as the budget that passed in the Republican-controlled House was yesterday. And when lawmakers do return from their break, will they be able to compromise in expanding federal background checks on gun buyers and giving illegal immigrants a path to citizenship? Jonathan Allen is senior Washington correspondent for Politico. And Jonathan, looking at the budgets, it doesn't seem as if compromise is on their minds.
Certainly the Democrats and the Republicans have very different ideas about where the country should go in terms of its fiscal ledger. But there is one sort of small note of compromise here. And what it is both budgets contain something called reconciliation instructions. And what that does is if they are able to come to some sort of grand bargain at some point, they can use those placeholder instructions as a way to move a budget deal through the Senate without the possibility of a filibuster. So they're setting themselves up for a path for agreement if they can actually come to agreement on the details.
Well, and they've also agreed that a government shutdown next week will be avoided. I suppose they'll be doing that from their, you know, from their vacations, and that the sequester cuts will take place starting next month. CNN is reporting about 200 control towers across the country set to be shut down. But I want to touch on one of the amendments that senators debated today. It was proposed by conservative freshman Ted Cruz of Texas to repeal Obamacare. Tomorrow's the third anniversary of the passage of the Affordable Care Act. So what is this, you know, is there any possibility here of it being repealed?
No, there's no possibility of it being repealed. In addition to that, first of all, the budget is non-binding. So this is not something that goes to the president. It doesn't become law. And therefore, even if it were to pass, it wouldn't actually repeal Obamacare. But that said, it's not going to pass a Senate with a majority of Democrats there, many of whom voted for the health care reform law in the first place a few years ago. So don't expect that to pass. I also want to make a point about the continuing resolution, the can-kicking, as you put it, toward the end of September to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. They actually did a lot more in this particular continuing resolution than they usually do in terms of they actually wrote some legislation instead of saying, let's just continue funding the government at the levels we've been funding it all along. They actually made some significant policy decisions, including beefing up embassy security around the world. So it is a little bit of an advancement from where things had been.
And just I want to touch on some of the other topics, gun control. Vice President Joe Biden said this week that an assault weapons ban could still pass. Is that possible?
Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, says that he wants to have a vote on that. Harry Reid is somebody who's been very close to the National Rifle Association throughout his career. I don't expect that he would want to vote on that if he thought it would pass. However, if there is a vote on it, there's an opportunity for some of those Democrats who hail from moderate states to show that they back gun owners' rights, and I think that's what's going on here. One of the Capitol Hill newspapers today had the headline, Reed Guts Gun Control, this morning, and I think that's sort of where gun control advocates feel the Senate is moving.
Yeah. And just touching on immigration, Senator Rand Paul galvanized Republicans when he said immigrants should eventually, undocumented immigrants should be allowed to become citizens. But then he said, don't call it a path to citizenship. Mixed messages?
Well, I think there's a real reluctance and a reticence among Republicans to say anything that their base can construe as amnesty for illegal immigrants. So there's a lot of semantic play going on. But what Rand Paul is trying to do is bridge the difference between Democrats who want to talk about a pathway to citizenship and Republicans who want to make sure that if they're if some illegal immigrants or some people who are brought here as children, the children of illegal immigrants, if they already become citizens, they want to make sure that they don't skip the line, so to speak.
Okay.
So I think there's a real effort there to try to pacify both sides.
Jonathan Allen of Politico, thanks as always.